Damn it. Don't you know that super relatable moment when you record an entire podcast, but shit wasn't plugged up the way it's supposed to be, so that doesn't even matter. It's like it's like in the ether now. It doesn't matter. It's this energy. It was here and now it's gone. It doesn't matter what that was. It's a new thing now. I don't know if magic can strike twice. Or lightning, or whatever the phrase is. I don't know. Now I'm a little bit upset. Now I'm a little bit peeved. Now the energy in this episode is going to be so different than the energy in the last episode. The episode prime. The episode I recorded first. I'm going to see if I can salvage it. But we I'm upset. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, welcome back to another episode of the Man Look Podcast. And I am upset. I am upset. I just recorded an entire episode and I thought it was pretty goddamn solid. You know, and it doesn't matter because that's behind us now. That's in the past. That's the attitude I want to have towards it, but internally I am upset. I am really upset about it. Goodness gracious. Let's see if we can make magic strike or lightning flash in a pan or however that phrase goes. I answered the would you rather. I even crossed them out. I gotta answer them again now. Or should I just move on to the next ones? But the would you rather that I answered was really good. Yeah, I'm about to get those would you rather all over again because they were solid. I'm gonna like go through them like I gotta think about it again, but just know I already answered them. Anywho, as of recording this, today is my mother's birthday, so I want to say happy birthday again to my mom. Happy birthday, Mom. And I want to thank her coworkers who came out to her celebratory shindig situation. Thank you to those people who came out and had a good time with us. We appreciated you being there. And yeah. My, I had a whole flow going. I'm trying to get over it, but I'm like, I'm stuck on it. I'm not gonna lie. I'm on it. I'm a little bit upset. I'm upset. 20,000 on my head is disrespect. That's an Aubrey line. Anywho. So, yes, my mom's birthday, as of recording this, is today. My dad's birthday is tomorrow. My birthday, next week, 7 days. For my mom's birthday. Originally, the way she tells it, I was supposed to come upon this earth in July, late July, but that was not what I was up to. I was up to giving. As an infant, as a toddler, newborn. As a newborn, I was giving. When I was born, giving gifts. Birthday gifts. I was a birthday gift to my mom and my dad. So they didn't know that it was coming. Well, they knew it was coming, but they didn't know what that was until I gave it to them. Goddamn. I'm gonna get over it. I'm gonna get over it right now. Anywho, something that I learned about hanging out with my mom and her friends is that the energy that I receive from older women, I want to translate that, or transfer that energy, that welcoming, warm energy to women my own age. I don't know how to do that. I don't know what settings I need to tweak, what knobs I need to turn to make that happen, but when someone figures that out, you let me know, because there's nothing like a compliment from an older lady, because I feel like she really means it. Like, a woman my age who tells me I'm handsome or says some compliment about me, cool. I think about who I'm being compared to. Like, what has this person seen that they believe this is nice. This is good. This is handsome. This is attractive. You may have seen a few things. You know, you may have seen some really nice things. However, a person a little bit older has obviously seen more stuff, right? So their attractiveness, or what they think is attractive, you got to think about, like, what's in that wheelhouse. You got your maybe James Dean, if she's like, you know, an older lady. Michael Jackson, if she's into that. James Brown, maybe. You know, younger, old actors now, younger back then. Those were handsome guys. And I think about that type of stuff. Like, nowadays, like, Gen Z. I was trying to figure out what the next generation was called the last episode, and I could not figure that out. But it's Gen Z, and I know that now because of all the time I had to think about it the last episode. I couldn't even get it last episode, but now I know it's Gen Z. Anywho, you think about who or what Gen Z deems as attractive, and you compare that to the line or the amount of things that someone in a millennial or a baby boomer or their parents find as attractive. And I feel like it means more the longer you've been around. And maybe I'm tripping, but I feel like when you've seen more stuff. So, okay, cool, boom, analogy, just made it up, here it is. You travel around, you see a waterfall, you think, hey, that's a nice waterfall. That's a beautiful waterfall. That's an awesome waterfall. But if you've seen like a handful of waterfalls, I mean, maybe that waterfall isn't really up to snuff. However, if you're a little older, more experienced traveler, if you will, a little bit more seasoned, if I can say that, you've seen more waterfalls. I feel like it means a lot more when you come across and you say, this waterfall looks nice. Like how you trust the opinion of art critics. Well, not art critics per se. Well, artists or movie reviewers. Let's say movie reviewers. Sometimes when you, some people look at the reviews for a movie before they go see a movie. And that's completely understandable. They don't want to waste their time on something that they may not think is good. And they may have their own specific site or place or person that they trust to review those movies. And I feel like that is kind of similar to what's happening when these old ladies tell me that I'm handsome. They've seen more movies. They know what it is to be a good movie. You know, they've seen fucking Schindler's List. They've seen Green Mile. A little bit more recent. If you haven't seen Green Mile, you should see Green Mile. That's not on my recommendations, but it's on there. It's as far as like older good movies. And it just means a little bit more. It has a little bit more weight. Has a little bit more bravado, more gusto, more oomph, if you will. Maybe I'm wrong. I feel like it may be a little bit different when it comes to women and older men, though. Maybe older women are being creepy, too. Because when I see an older man, like, coming on to, because I don't know if these older ladies were coming on to me, and that's probably not the best way to put that, but acknowledging the aesthetically pleasing state of a younger woman. Excuse me, I've been burping a little bit. Sorry about that. It's a bit weird to me. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. Anyway, I'm going to backtrack to the previous episode. There was a warning in that episode about how nonsensical that episode was going to be. And that warning was in there because I had been, you know, indulging in libations a bit. And for those of you that are big fans to our off the rail episodes, my cadence may sound familiar. And it may not be favorable, and I'm sorry, but it is what it is. You know, this content's got to be put out. I mean, hey, what are you going to do? So I will repeat that warning. This episode may be a little bit nonsensical, But that's okay. Sometimes you come here for nonsense. And that's what I appreciate about you. And if you get that reference, I really appreciate you. Moving right along. Again, happy birthday to my mom. In a couple hours, happy birthday to my dad, you know. And a couple more hours, happy birthday to me. Things are happening. Things are moving and then they shake. And that's how things work. Moving and shaking things. Now, as soon as I find my phone, okay, found it. Like, okay, so a little bit behind the scenes here. The environment that I create to record these episodes is very relaxing. It's very, like, low-key. Like, I have my little oil diffuser going on in the background. And it's very relaxing. Lights super low. So low that sometimes I can't read the things that I need to read. Like, the Would You Rather book, can barely see that sometimes. Like, I'll, like, put it right up to my face. So if you hear me jumping around a little bit, it's because I'm super relaxed. But before we get to those Would You Rathers, we're going to see if we can help some other people out and get to some advice. We already gave them some advice, but we're going to give it to them again because they didn't hear it the first time. So we're going to give it to them again. So, this one, NSFW, not safe for work. So, cover the kids' ears. This one is coming from Plop Goes the Weasel. Solid name. Last episode, we talked about having all these underscores and numbers and dashes in your name. Just think of something else. Plop Goes the Weasel, solid goddamn name. I appreciate that. A little bit of thought, creative, and it's capitalized in some places. Well, just the one. I like to put, if you have like a solid one like that, and if it's actually like a phrase, certain things I like to be capitalized, like the or the weasel, I feel like should be capitalized, just because it makes it pop a little bit more. Anywho, see if we can help out Plop. Plop says, I am a 22-year-old female. I have never had an orgasm, and I was looking for tips on sex toys. They go on to say, I have never really tried masturbating, but I think that I probably need a toy. Does anyone have any recommendations? I'm moving to my own place in a few weeks, and I'll be able to try it out then. Now, I like that you're concerned about the people around you. I appreciate you, Plop. I appreciate you. Now, I've never been a woman, maybe in a past life, but none in the lives that I can remember. And in saying that, I'll pass on the information that I've gained in my travels. There's this little rose thing. I don't know what it's called, but it's this little rose thing. And what I'm doing right, okay, so take the, okay, turn your palm up, put your hand out in front of you, turn your palm up to the sky, make all five of your fingers touch, right, like you're doing like a chef's kiss, like you're doing like a Italian, hey, what are you doing? Bibbidi bobbidi. Okay, anyway. You got all five of your fingers to touch it. Now relax them a little bit where they're just like all still facing upward. It's about like that. About that size. A little rose thing. And I've never used the rose thing, but I hear good things about the little rose thing. If you're listening to this and you know exactly what I'm talking about, wink, point, finger gun. If you don't, there's this little rose thing that's about the size of the hand gesture that you're doing right now because you're a real fan and you're playing along. And apparently it's magical. It's the bee's knees. It's the cat's pajamas. And from my understanding, it's not penetrative. I don't know if I'm saying that word correctly. I tried to use it in the last episode, and I don't know if I said it correctly that one in that episode. I didn't really change how I'm saying it in this episode, so we're just gonna let that ball roll. It's not penetrative. It's working more so on the outside of what's happening. So without being too vulgar, because there are some people with soft ears that may be listening to this, you know who you are. Yeah, it works more on the outside. So if you're not looking for something to, like, you know, it could be a welcome thing for you. However, comma, Astrid? Oh, man, words. Words are hard, you guys. You can help me out with that one. Astrid? And the little start thing. I would suggest, since you've never tried masturbating before, or you're not into it or whatever, try it. I feel like you should start moving some things around down there, figuring out what you like. That way, when it comes to you finding a toy, you know what your toy needs to do. So if you are someone who likes, you know, more insertion, you would get a toy that does that thing. If you're not really a big fan of that, you would probably get the rose thingy. You do, whenever I say the rose thingy, you got to do a little hand up finger thing, because that's exactly what I'm doing. That's a little peek behind the scenes there. Yeah, the little rose thingy. So yeah, try that plop. See how it goes. But before buying anything, figure things out for yourself down there. You know, I know what the ladies do with the shower heads. I'm not stupid. Let's see. What do we have next here? See how else we can help some people out. The next one is from the Apple font. The Apple font. And they did the capital letters in some random places, and I can appreciate that. That's what I would do. The Apple font. They ask, is it okay to not want to have a family? Question mark. They go on to say, I'm not against having a partner. I just don't really have a desire to have kids and start a family. All I want to do is find a decent job that doesn't make me want to kill myself, work on my few other hobbies like music and play video games with my friends on Discord for the rest of my life. Discord for the rest of my life. I feel like there should have been a comma in there somewhere. Is that too much to ask? Question mark. New paragraph. We gotta give them time to marinate. I don't want kids who take up like 5 to 6 hours of your day. I'm a simple person. It doesn't take much to make me happy, but everyone tells me that having a family is the penultimate measure of being successful. That along with being rich. I don't really care about either of those things. I just want to continue to do what I enjoy and go one day at a time. Is there anything wrong with that? Now, first of all, the Apple font. If you think it's only going to be 5 to 6 hours a day, if you have a kid, you are sorely mistaken. That is a life change, not a hobby change. But anywho, I am in a similar boat with you, Apple font. As far as, like, not too interested in having kids and the family. I'm tired from the last episode. The last episode was a lot of energy I expelled. But we're gonna put that behind us now. Anyway, the Apple font, they need help. I kind of am on the same boat with you as far as like having a family and kids and blah, 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 blah. However, comma, I do believe that if you're on the younger side, because you're talking about like Discord and things of that nature, then you might want to give it some time. Because you could meet a person or come across something in your life that changes what your outlook is, where it is now. I don't think you should be as steadfast as I believe that you think you are in these resolves. I feel like you should give a little bit more time, experience life a little bit more, and then make a decision as, you know, grandiose as having a family that you create or not, you know. However, if you are on the older side, or if you're more seasoned, as I like to say, sprinkle, sprinkle, then, hey, go for it. You know what you want. You have a better grasp of what you want, I would say. Because people, just because you're a little bit older, does mean you're a little bit wiser. You can be older and still not know what you want. And that is a very real thing. But that's another conversation for another time. Yeah, I don't disagree with you, but I do think you should explore or take some time and see if there are some other things that you may be interested in, because you never know. You could be on Discord one day and meet this person that you kick it with and you kick it off with, and you want to like, hey, I want to make people with this person, or I want to, you know, do whatever else people do with people. I don't know. So just give us some time if you're on the younger side, because it sounds like you are, and see where it takes you. You know, I don't want to be like one of those older people that's like, oh, you know, you'll shoot your eye out type of situation. But that's what it's giving me very much. You'll wait and see vibes. Wait and see vibes. Like you'll evolve into like some greater being. Anywho, speaking of evolving, we're gonna evolve and move into the next segment, which is our recommendations. I'm gonna recommend what's gonna happen? What's gonna happen is I'm gonna recommend two things, and if this episode goes the same way the last episode goes, later on I'm gonna recommend a third thing. But right now I'm gonna recommend two things. I'm gonna recommend the Mysterious Benedict Society. The Mysterious Benedict Society is on Disney Plus. It's about these children who are tested to see if they can help this guy kind of like solve this world's issue. There's some super secret bad plan that's happening, and the only way they can solve this super secret bad plan is they got to get some really smart kids together. And something that drew me to this show was these tests that the kids take. They're like these brain teasery, like, what would you do or how could you solve this puzzle. One of my favorite ones was like, I don't think this spoils anything. No, this doesn't spoil anything. This is one of the tests that the kids had to take. They were put into this room one at a time, and their prompt was to get from one side of the room to the other side of the room, but you cannot step foot on a black or white square. Now, these kids may be like 10, 11, 12 at the tops, and the entire floor was checkered. Black and white squares, except for like sporadically every like three or four squares, there was like a red square. Another three or four squares, it was a red square. So to like get to one red square to another red square, you had to like run and jump, but you could take the chance of landing on a black and white square. So you had to watch them solve getting across the room. And you see these different ways of them solving this problem. And it's really interesting to see them dissect the problem, and you get to like learn more about the characters, about the way that they solve problems, and it's really interesting. I don't think that gives anything away. No, it doesn't give anything away. I'm almost positive. The other thing I'm going to recommend is a movie, The Upside. The Upside is on Hulu with Kevin Hart and Bryan Cranston. Bryan Cranston from Breaking Bad. Heisenberg. Bryan Cranston in this is a paraplegic, can't move anything from the neck down, and Kevin Hart is his auxiliary, the person who helps him get around. I tried to figure that word out the last episode. I still couldn't figure that shit out. The person who moves him around is Kevin Hart, but how he gets to this position where he's helping Bryan Cranston, you know, it's a bit of a sidewinding situation. Kevin Hart plays not a fugitive, because that's not the word. Ex-con. He's out of jail and he's looking for a job, and he gets this job. The way he gets it is, it's interesting. And Kevin Hart, funny guy, but there's these really serious, really heartwarming moments in the movie. So some great all family fun happy times. Except for The Upside, which has some sad stuff in it. But happy times, nonetheless. Anyway, speaking of happy times, would you rathers? Now, like I said before, the mood in here is really, really relaxing. Lights are dim. I cannot see this book. I'm not gonna lie. I don't have my spectacles on. I don't like the way they dig into my ears when I have my headphones on. So I gotta take them off, so I can't see, and I can't see. So we're gonna get this flashlight, but y'all don't need to know that, because that's behind the magic. Anywho, 221. Would you rather walk? Oh no, wait, no, that's not it. That's not it, is it? No, that's not it. Damn, did I? Okay, yeah, that's it. Okay, 222. I did the type roll thing last episode. Would you rather go to Comic-Con with all the meet and greet benefits you want, or attend Coachella and sign on stage with your favorite performer? Now, I had a bit of a time with this last episode, but you'll never hear that. So, I'm going to go Comic-Con because I feel like you have a wider variety of people that you may be a fan of at Comic-Con. Everybody tries to get into acting. You know, Comic-Con, for those of you that don't know, it's a... Con is like a convention. That's what it is. A comic book convention where you would have your favorite artists, so like directors, actors, producers, artists that drew comic books that you're a fan of, writers that made, you know, the words that you read in books and blah, blah, blah. All these people would be at these places and you would get a chance to meet and or greet them. And I feel like that would be the better bet than going on a Coachella stage. Like, a Coachella stage would be cool. And they said sign on stage. Like, sign language? I don't know sign language. I would be up there embarrassing myself and embarrassing fucking... Who would I want to see on a Coachella stage? I don't know. Someone like Kendrick Lamar or something like that. That would be kind of cool to see at Coachella. Like, I couldn't sign... one of his songs. I hope that's not what they mean. Hopefully that's just a typo. But no, I would do Comic-Con. And I would want to see, like... I don't know. Who would I want to see? Maybe, like, a writer? No, it would probably be an actor. I don't know who I would want to see, though. But it would definitely be an actor. I saw this interview with, what is her name from Twilight? I saw this actors on actors thing with her from Twilight that I cannot remember. And fuck, I'm all over the place with these goddamn names. Shit. What is this goddamn name? From Even Stevens? oh fuck. I'm supposed to know. I'm Googling right now, which is unfortunate, but it's true. So yeah, Shia LaBeouf is the person I was thinking of, and he was being interviewed by another actor, the actress from fucking Twilight. I can't think of her fucking name right now, but they were talking about, like, acting and being an actor, and it was this question that she asked him, or that he was rebuttaling. Anyway, it's Actors on Actors with Shia LaBeouf and Kristen Stewart, boom, yes, and they were talking about, like, their lives outside of acting, and it didn't sound great. Shia LaBeouf was one of my favorite actors, and that motherfucker seemed really sad in that interview. I don't know. Maybe it's just him. But getting to know your favorite actors on that, like, deep way would be interesting to me. I feel like it would kind of, like, alter the way I see their movies. I don't know if that would be a good thing or a bad thing. Shit. Damn, would that be a good thing or a bad thing? I don't know. I'm sticking to it. I would go to Comic-Con. Next. 223. Would you rather be best friends with the famous shoe designer or jean designer? Shoe designer. Easy. I don't know what's happening with jeans. What is happening with jeans? Is anything exciting happening with jeans? I'm not even a shoe person. Like, shoes aren't even really my thing. And honestly, a lot of shoes that people are like, oh man, these shoes are so cool. Aesthetically, not for me. I don't like the way that they look. However, comma, I do think, this is going to sound selfish, but I would benefit more from a friend who's a shoe designer than a person who's a jean designer. Like, I have jeans. And that's kind of selfish thinking that I would automatically get some just because they're a designer, but whatever. I have jeans. What else is happening? You get your different washes, your different cuts. You know, maybe throw some rips in there. That's cool. But fucking shoes, you can have, like, capes on them shits and, like, weird materials and whatnot. It says specifically jean designer. Not, like, pants. So you can't throw no chinos in there. No fucking corduroys. No fucking overalls. No, just jeans. Yeah, it's shoe designer. For sure. For sure. Last one. 224. Would you rather be a popular investigative reporter for your local station and try to uncover the truth, or a famous National Geographic photographer who was highly published. I had an issue with this last episode. That's the last episode. Investigative reporter. Easy. Done. Listen to me cross it out. Dry ass marker. We need new markers. That's besides the point. Investigative reporter. As many questions as I ask, as inquisitive as I am naturally, if I can like get some type of renown for that or do that and get paid, I feel like that would be amazing. Think of all the like fucking weird sex cults and regular cults that I can uncover and like and interviewing people and politicians and stuff and like getting involved in people's fucking business. It would be cool. Figuring out why people do the things that they do is always my shit. An investigative reporter, that's my shit. Now, there is a Netflix documentary called, see, this is how it went on the last episode. I'm doing well now. The Son of Sam, A Descent into Darkness. For those of you that do not know, The Son of Sam was a serial killer back in the 60s or 70s, I think. I'm not sure. Where this person was going around just shooting random people. Well, not random people. His MO was couples. So, like, if you were 70s, just leaving the disco, you got your best gal with you. While you were driving away, maybe you were parked somewhere, he would walk up on you and shoot both of you in the car. Bang, bang. Luckily enough, there were people who fucking survived this thing and could, like, help catch this guy. But that documentary on Netflix is about that, but also about the investigative reporter who was like putting the pieces together to catch this person, and how it evolves is just like so crazy to me. Like it starts off like this guy is doing this thing. Who's this guy? Why is he doing this thing? Right? But then you start pulling at certain threads, like when you figure out, like, who's this guy? Okay, who's this guy? Who is this guy connected to? Why is he doing this thing? What is this thing? This thing is all about. And these different dots start to get connected. And it's a really fascinating thing. And you see how not only it affects the Son of Sam himself, but also the investigative reporter and the effect that it has on him. And you see people who are like, know this person, how it affected them being around it. It's really interesting. And that's part of the reason why I'm picking the answer that I'm picking. Remember back in the episode when I say there's going to be two recommendations, possibly three? See how I did that? I'm good with that. So yeah, the third recommendation is going to be the Netflix drink. Oh yeah, I don't know if I said, okay. Mysterious Benedict Society is on Disney Plus. The Upside is on Hulu. The Son of Sam doc is on Netflix. Yeah. Yeah, that feels right. That feels real good. I feel good. Listen to that. Listen. I don't do it when I wanted to do it. But anyway, again, I want to say happy birthday to my mom, because, you know, I love her and she's pretty dope. I want to say thank you for her coworkers who came out and experienced my family. Thank you for that. We appreciate you. We love you. We care about you. I think that might be it, you guys. I said this was going to be a little bit nonsensical, and I think I lived up to my promise. If you want to follow the show, and I hope that you do, you can follow us on Instagram at The Man Look Podcast. If you want to follow us on Twitter, you can do that too, The Man Look Pod on Twitter. If you want to follow me personally, I know. My handles are The Mad Swami, Instagram, Twitter, or Snap, whatever you want, whatever you do, I'm on there. If you have cues you want us to A, questions you want us to answer, if you haven't been listening, you can email us. Hey now, email themanlookpodcast@gmail.com. We love getting your emails. We love reading them. You can stay anonymous if you want to, but you gotta let us know that you're anonymous, because we be telling people's names and whatnot. But you may get a nickname. You never know. People have gotten nicknames through their emails, but that's if you're a real fan. You know about that stuff. So I think this is a good place to end it. What do you think? Yeah? Okay, let's do it. Ladies and gentlemen, Boys and girls, children of all ages, thank you for listening to this nonsensical episode of the Manly Podcast. Peace.